From The Princess Bride, it's Willie DeVille's theme from the beloved film, The Cincinnati Pops, with influence there from Mark Knopfler, I'd say, as well. It is 3:29 on a Wednesday. You're with The Oasis on the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture, and this is a big deal. Superstar soprano Misha Brugger-Gossman will make her triumphant return to the Canadian opera stage in Opera Atelier's award-winning production of Mozart's Idomeneo, and this is an award-winning production already. It will land at the Ed Mirvish Theatre on April 4th, not too far away. Joining me now to celebrate this monumental event, Opera Atelier, founding co-artistic director and director of this opera, Marshall Pankowski, and welcome, sir.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great to have you here. Yes. And before we get to this opera, I'll say a quick congratulations for your recent induction into the Order of Canada. That must have been a very exciting day for you.
It was great. Both myself and my partner, Jeanette Lajeunesse Singh, we were actually in the Louvre. We were touring with Tafel Music and our entire company at the Royal Opera House in Versailles, and we got a phone call in the Louvre while we were doing some research for an upcoming production, and it couldn't have been more thrilling or more apropos.
I don't see the pin. What do you do with the pin?
Well, the induction has to happen first.
Oh, right. Okay.
So Rideau Hall happens in a couple of months. We show up with some friends and the whole thing kicks in.
Very good. Well, I'm so thrilled for you.
Thank you
very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So Misha has been very busy with her book and her recent tour featuring African-American spirituals. Yeah. And how did you convince her to come back to the opera stage for
this? It doesn't take a lot of convincing. I mean, Misha loves to sing. She loves drama. And this is a role. The role of Elektra is a role that has been made for Misha. I don't know many people who could bite into this role the way that she does. The most heart-stopping aria, the most difficult aria at the end of a three-hour evening is hers. And this is a woman who simply doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I have to emphasize, you know, in Europe, Misha has been very busy in her classical career. You can hear her right now on YouTube with Orchestre de Paris singing Scheherazade. It's spectacular. She's never been in better voice.
It's really, really exciting. So she's thrilled to be back.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have this roster of incredible talent for this production.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the story and what you're excited about with this group of people. I know you've got a roster that you're really thrilled to have.
Well, you know, these are people, they're my favorite people. I think you have to put a cast for Idomeneo together with enormous care. Once you have fantastic voices in place, you're casting personalities. And you want to have people who love to work, who love to work with each other, who sort of challenge each other in rehearsal. And everyone pushes each other to go further and further.
Because it's a challenging piece.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons it's done so seldom.
Yeah.
I mean, for virtually every role, it's a challenge. Now, Colin Ainsworth, my dream tenor, this young man singing the role of Idomeneo for the first time. Again, so exciting for him, exciting for us. And Wallace Junta, one of Canada's great, great young mezzos, who has been out of town for about 4 years now in Germany, coming back to sing the role of Idamante. And, you know, 10 years ago, she sang in the chorus of our production of Idomeneo. And now she has this fantastic international career. Very, very moving. Megan Lindsay singing Ilya. It's really, it's a dream cast. And Douglas Williams, that fantastic American bass baritone, has come to sing the role of Neptune, like 30 seconds of singing at the end of the show. But he's so beautiful. He appears throughout the show as a force of nature that creates the storm.
He's like the kicker in the football. You know,
you bet.
You gotta have that guy who can take you home.
And it has to be someone seriously impressive. So we're saying he's our special effect. People will see him for 2.5 hours and think, who's that gigantic, beautiful dancer?
Yeah.
And then at the end, he knocks them out with his singing.
Opera Atelier's Marshall Pankowski is with me. And you talk about how this opera foreshadows the romantic movement.
Mm-hmm.
What elements are you pointing to there?
I'm talking about the raw emotionalism within the opera, and that is something that I think Mozart attacks in a way that is absolutely unique within his period. Idomeneo is a very formal opera. It's almost an old-fashioned opera for the 18th century.
Right.
And I think at 25 years old, Mozart had to show he could cut his teeth on that and he could do that. He wasn't just a maverick. But at the same time, there's something about him that pushes against, I don't want to say the constraints, because opera seria can be very, very exciting, but he pushes against the form, and it's almost, it becomes a springboard for an emotional pressure cooker. It's like you put a lid on these people who are about to explode. If you're going to sing a da capo aria, A, B, A, you have to do it.
Yeah.
But How do you move through? So by the time people are coming back to the repeat, the audience isn't thinking, oh my God, they're going to sing it again. It's that thrill of seeing people push through and release emotionally.
Knowing that he has this structure but has to do something with it.
The structure gives us, puts us at ease with this crazy story. The emotion takes it over the top and sells it.
I think people love your productions because of your attention to detail and musically and the content you choose and the production design. How is this show looking at the Ed Mirvish Theater?
It looks spectacular. Yeah. The Ed Mirvish is a dream theater for us. I love the Elgin, don't get me wrong, and we may even be back there someday. But we needed a larger stage, and that's a big thing. It's not a lot, but it's deeper, a wider proscenium. It gives us more room for a large chorus, all of our ballet, without just playing traffic control the whole time, and a great acoustic.
Tickets and concert information for Domineo at operaatelier.com, and it runs through April 4th through the 13th at the Ed Mirvish Theater, and I wish I could talk to you all day about this.
Great.
It's incredible. Marshall, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I hope you'll join us.
And here's Mozart.